Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast. And we have a brand new mini emergency podcast here that Sean wanted to do. Sean is driving his car into Rooster Teeth Feathers. It sounds like it's storming. Is it storming?
It's storming. It's actually Norman Schwarzkopf out here, officially.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna leave the mini podcast. Sean, you very specifically wanted to have this emergency mini podcast. What is it about?
Well, we had an emergency podcast earlier because Andre Iguodala and Evan Turner have a podcast called Point Forward.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
We were very excited for their season 2 premiere when they announced that Andre Iguodala was indeed coming back to the Golden State Warriors. This Friday, it was Point Forward Friday again, mm-hmm. and they had another big announcement about Andre Iguodala.
They sure did.
He was actually going to play a game.
Is he now, though? Is he going to play a game?
He said he's ready to play Saturday night against the Orlando Magic.
Hmm.
Yeah. He said the people had been asking, and he was good to go, and he was a little bit nervous, even though he normally tries to play it cool, but he was coming back.
Well, Sean, did you listen to the podcast to get this crazy information?
Joey, I listened to the entire podcast.
Mm. How much of it was about cryptocurrency?
You know, there was not. I'll tell you some things they did talk about on the podcast. I'm sure our readers, our listeners, whatever, that's what they want. Secondhand reporting about other people's mm-hmm. podcasts, including Andre Iguodala and Evan Turner. Here we go. Oh, wait. Hold on. Am I still? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, you're here.
Here. Okay, great. Okay, so one thing we learned is that Andre Iguodala and Evan Turner, neither one of those guys believe in New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Andre says if you want to make a change about yourself, you should just make that change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, don't wait for January 1st. Also, this is interesting. Andre Iguodala does not say Happy New Year to people.
What does he say?
He says Happy New Day, because every new day is a chance to start again. He apparently picked that up from his former teammate in Arizona, his former coach in Golden State, Mr. Luke Walton. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, who doesn't want to take life advice from Luke Walton, a classy guy.
The Sacramento Kings.
Brown Joey. Sacramento Kings.
They don't want to take life advice from him.
A lot of people don't want to take life advice from him. Mm-hmm. Don't take legal advice from him either.
No.
I'll say that. Andre says, we'll see about this one. Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Why don't you start again on this? What else does he say?
Andre claims this, Joey, that he does not say Happy New Year. He also says he doesn't say Merry Christmas or Happy 4th of July. He just says Happy New Day, which is just a cool thing to do.
Does he say that on Halloween?
He doesn't celebrate Halloween. No, he didn't. He didn't get into Halloween. He only mentioned those holidays. I can see how he would maybe not be that into the 4th of July, I think, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So they were both talking about their New Year's resolutions. They weren't New Year's resolutions. Evan Turner actually started his back in November. Mm-hmm. He's decided to meditate more. Mm-hmm. He is lifting weights, and he is doing weekly exercises in consciousness, where there's different weekly activities that are supposed to help you control your thoughts. Andre has decided to read up on philanthropist Andrew Carnegie. And he recommended that people, there's an app you can get where you read the entire Bible in a year. And Andre has done that twice, but he recommended that for the new year. And I guess not so much the new year as much as he recommended it for 365 new days in 2023.
Sean, this is an emergency podcast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
These are emergencies, Joey.
I canceled a doctor's appointment for this.
Well, Joey, the news was Andre's playing, buddy. He has a chance now to have more games played than podcasts recorded in the 2022-23 season. 2 weeks ago, that seemed impossible.
How many podcasts have they recorded in 2022? The podcast seems infrequent.
I want to say they said this one was the 14th of season two, which started, I guess, in the preseason, or before the preseason, when Andre signed. Did he go on the trip with them to Japan?
Yes.
I don't think he did do that.
Yeah.
Okay. He probably has a startup there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, you know, we've been waiting for this one to drop.
True.
You know, what happened was he kept this information away from the newsbreakers and the aggregators, Joey, because he wanted to drive traffic to his podcast and not to, you know, the Stadium app or Woj and Zach Lowe's.
Except I heard about this from Anthony Slater before that podcast dropped.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that might cause some tension, actually. I feel like this podcast was embargoed, right? Oh. Anthony Slater might have to apologize to Evan Turner.
While we're on this subject, Sean.
Yes, Joey.
Did you hear about Draymond's podcast this week?
No, I didn't.
Draymond said on his podcast, he recorded a podcast right after throwing the punch and then did not release it.
Wow, so is it just going to be on his Patreon? Is that what the deal is?
Well, no. He said, I didn't like how I sounded. I didn't like what I was saying. Joe Lacob threatened to trade me. He didn't say that third part.
Yeah. Well, Joe Lacob did say, did Joe Lacob go on a podcast and say this? Where's the Joe Lacob interview from this week?
He was on Tinkawa Kami's podcast this week.
In which he said, he kind of fired a shot at Draymond Green, I would say.
What did he say?
No, he said that he believed in the Bill Walsh theory that it's better to trade a player 1 year early than 1 year late.
He did say that, yeah.
That seems like there's not that many people on the Warriors that would apply to.
Well, Klay Thompson.
Although it seems like
Steph Curry.
It would be hilarious if he was like, yeah, according to our analytics, Steph has peaked. And that's why we got these two trade swaps in exchange for him. Welcome, D'Angelo Russell.
What I want to tell you, though, Sean, is...
Yeah.
So do you know the Jerry Lewis movie, The Day the Clown Cried?
I mean, I do have a Blu-ray of it, yes.
It's this movie that for years was impossible to find that Jerry Lewis made about where he played a clown that would lead children into the gas chambers at the
he was a clown at Auschwitz.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was just a general concentration camp. I don't want Jerry Lewis to sue me.
Anyway, for years, the only person who had a copy of this movie that was not Jerry Lewis was Harry Shearer. And he would very famously invite people over to his house to watch The Day the Clown Cried. Because it was like this very weird thing. And what I'm telling you right now, what I'm announcing right now, is... The Draymond Green podcast he recorded after the punch own personal The Day the Clown Cried. If you are a disgruntled employee of whatever weird network that's on, please send me a copy of that podcast.
Your anonymity will be preserved. You can get a t-shirt and a mask from the T Public store. The link is in the episode in the description. And you know what? Free 2 months on the Discord for the future.
Anyway, I want to hear from you. If you have access to this podcast they recorded, I want to hear it. Anyway, back to the point forward, Sean.
Yeah.
What else did they say?
Apparently the Warriors sales and marketing team got some kind of award. It's possible that I'm not exactly sure if he's talking of, I researched this, Joey. I couldn't actually find what he was talking about. I think what happened was that Sports Business Journal gave the Warriors an award that was like team of the year, but for the staff. And Andre said, quote, one thing that Joe Lacob is good at is hiring people for these teams. So kind of implied that maybe Joe Lacob is not great at other things. And he said that, that was a good aspect of his job. And then Andre, after congratulating the sales and marketing team, said, that being said, it ain't hard to sell them tickets with Steph Curry on the team.
It's true.
And they just had a discussion about how Evan Turner was just blown away how much money one individual guy was responsible for, which I thought was kind of interesting because he said basically because of Steph Curry, the Warriors were able to borrow $1 billion to build the Chase Center. Basically just because of one guy who sells out every arena he plays in for essentially his entire career. And then Evan Turner said he just couldn't believe that one person had that much effect and that he felt like almost the entire league could, quote, eat off the Warriors. And then he acknowledged that he too was doing that, and he had never played for the team. So he acknowledged his golden privilege as a member of the Point Forward podcast because, I mean,
he's a Nepo potty.
Yeah, he has a Nepo potty. Those are tough. Those are tough. You know, you can see how popular Mark Maron's Cats podcast is. Mm-hmm. And so that's also kind of a Nepo potty. Joey, do you know who the guest on this episode was?
I don't know. The CEO of Salesforce.
No, it was someone Warriors related. It was quite a get. I'm not sure how they managed to book him. It was Ty Jerome, Joey.
Weird.
Ty Jerome.
That's weird.
Yeah. It was a little weird. I think I think the Warriors really like Ty Jerome, or at least the players really like Ty Jerome.
Sean, what do you think of the aesthetics? I don't like him. What do you think of? I think he is going to lose the Warriors a playoff game.
Wow.
Because Steve Kerr plays him over, like, Dante DiVincenzo for some reason in a big moment. Sean.
He's from New York City. Maybe he's New York tough. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, how do you feel about the aesthetics of the Point Forward podcast?
Oh, I just listened to this one, Joey. Oh, where they constantly have a recorded voice going, Point Forward.
Yes.
For transition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's funny. I actually find it funny because I always forget that it's about to happen, and they don't really do anything to smooth it. It's just kind of like edit breaks, and it seems like something we would do. You know what I mean? Like playing a weird drop just 'cause there was a lull, and that the drop is just the name of the podcast over
it's
and over
weird.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, should we start doing that when we change topics to just go Rumble Rock?
No, because that would mean I'd have to make one.
I'm not really sure how successful this podcast is.
Our podcast? It's fine.
No.
We do all right.
Point forward. We're doing fine. We're doing fine, Joey. I'm not sure. Their podcast is like pretty elaborate. They have a book club that they do. I think maybe some of that is like paid. I just can't tell because they don't really have any ads either.
Sean, what if we played this as our transition?
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. As a tribute to the guy who went so far in our March Madness alumni bracket last year. That's coming up, guys. 2 months away.
All right, Sean. I think, is this our emergency pod? Are we done? Is there anything else you really want to say?
I mean, it was kind of interesting that Ty Jerome just kind of went to the Oklahoma City Thunder and was like, hey, it's not working out here. And they were like, we're glad you said that. And then he basically asked to be released so he could sign a two-way deal with the Warriors, which feels like a light years move to me, Joey.
Yeah. Sure.
Get me off this guaranteed NBA contract. But it's probably going to work. He's betting on himself, Joey.
I don't know. I will say I did text you after he did something good the other day. What did I text you, Sean?
I think it made you mad.
No, what I texted you was Ty Jerome being good in these last 2 weeks is honestly more improbable than Lin's sanity.
Oh, right. Yes. Well, he is a good shooter. He just, I'm not sure about all the other things that he does. They had a big discussion about, essentially about whether Ty Jerome had white privilege, which was pretty funny because he's a mixed race man. It was just entertaining that they were just up front like, do you think people would believe in you the same way if you didn't essentially pass? I was interested. It was interesting.
And what did Ty Jerome say? Yes.
He's like, yeah, everybody thinks I'm white, basically. Yeah. And then Andre's like, yeah, but I see some kind of swagger you have. And he's like, yeah, all right. So.
All right, Sean, that's our episode.
There's a crash ahead of me, so I gotta call Rooster Teeth Feathers and let them know that right. I will only be 25 minutes early for the show.
All right, have fun at Rooster Tees. I'll put this up tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.